Noddo the Chairs Mover by Daniele Frau. Read by Ben Upson. Dedicated to Mattia. Chapter 1. Behind the Curtains.
Once upon a time. This is how a story usually starts, correct? Well, let's imagine for a second that this is not the case. See, behind the light blue curtains, there is a creature, and we know this because his big feet are sticking out. No one else seems to notice him, maybe because he learned how to be invisible. Otherwise, how else could he manage to successfully hide his big nose, similar in shape to a big, big toe, for such a long time? Now, he's there, scared to the bone by the presence of a small human. You know, a so-called child. This scary little human is presently seated at his desk, drawing a vast blue sky. One thing you have to know about children is that sometimes they color with such passion and such force that, well, in this case, one of his cheeks has ended up as blue as the sky he's coloring. Believe it or not, our funny little man is petrified by this blue-cheeked child. Noddo is his name, and he has never been so close to a baby human. You'd be petrified too if you were him. Just one small scream from the child, and in a moment or two, a few grown-up humans will come running, and the world of Noddo will cease to exist forever. Let's wait, then, until the child goes to the kitchen. Noddo knows that humans are attracted by those steaming plates. Food, they call it, if memory serves correct. Chairs movers, however, don't have to eat any food at all. All they need to do is sniff the smells around them. Sniff, sniff, sniff. And, as if by magic, their bellies are full. That's curious, don't you think? All right, first things first. Before we move on, let's see. What exactly is a chairs mover? Well, I reckon you already know what a chair is. But not everybody, me included, has always known what a chair is. You see, somewhere a long time ago and very far away from us, nobody actually used chairs. They preferred to sit on the ground. One fine day, though, in a time where even I was still young, someone had the wonderful idea to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?